So often, God's wisdom, what he tells us to do, how he calls us to handle certain situations, is completely counterintuitive. And when it comes to dealing with fear, his advice goes completely against the grain. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. You know, sometimes, sure, we believe in God, but we feel so weak, so powerless. You look around, and everybody else seems to have their acts together. They look happy and normal, and so you put on a face, but inside, you're uncertain, unsettled, perhaps even afraid at times. And the worst bit is, you can't really talk to anyone about it. I did a search through the Bible on the phrase, "Do not be afraid," using the software I have on my computer. And you know, it pops up over 120 times in various different forms. Now, that's easy for God to say, but there are times when our circumstances do cause us to be afraid. So if God's going to tell us not to be afraid when our natural reaction to something is to be afraid, then he has to give us a pretty darn good reason, right? Well, here's the reason that he gave to Israel at a time in their history where they had every right to be afraid. Isaiah chapter 41, verses 13 and 14. "I am the Lord your God who holds your right hand, and I tell you, don't be afraid. I'll help you. People of Israel, descendants of Jacob, you may be weak and worthless, but do not be afraid. I myself will help you. This is what the Lord himself says. I am the Holy One of Israel, the one who saves you." See, that's a pretty darn good reason to banish fear out of our lives, isn't it? I am the Holy One of Israel, the one who saves you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Let me tell you, there is such power in God's word, power to banish fear, power to encourage and strengthen us, power to give us supernatural wisdom. That's why it's so important to get God's word into us. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional each day, a powerful scripture verse together with some words of inspiration, hope, and encouragement to help you be all that God made you to be. It's completely free. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com for instant access. That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.